Assalamualaikum everyone. Welcome to TESOL Podcast. This is me, Adila Mahajibin Arsha. I'm a fifth grader at Nilphamari Government Girls High School and I'm 11 years old. And today I've joined with a guest who is Orpa. Miss Orpa, can you give a short introduction?
Of course. Hello everyone, Assalamualaikum. How are you all doing? I hope you all are keeping cool by the grace of Almighty Allah. So this is me, Orpa. I'm 8 years old. I'm a first grader at Guideline Action Research School. So that's a short introduction about me.
Okay, Orpa. So Orpa, may I ask you a few questions?
Of course.
Okay. So as I know that it's your first time you came to TESOL Studio as me. So how's your feeling? Like a whole day you're here. Tell us about your experience.
I feel so good. Like, when I come here, I was so little nervous. But when I just start live, like doing, I talk to Yesi sir, I feel so good. Yes.
That's really cool. So let me tell something about it. It's also my first time in TESOL Studio. So it's like really unexpected for me to come here. I haven't even imagine that I'll be here one day because I was wanting for such a long time to come here, but for some problems like my little brother I couldn't come, but finally I'm here. It's like a great feeling. I was also nervous like you, but the excitement just covered up the nervousness. I also went live with you and also Lamia Apu and our like TESOL met. So it's like really good to meet the like one of the best teacher in the world. I really agree to this. Like Muhammad Yasir sir is one of the best teachers.
Yes.
Do you agree?
Of course. He's the best.
Yeah. Orpa, may I ask you that, like, tell something about TESOL. Like, what you've learned and your feelings.
So, the learning style, like, that is so fun. Like, they understand. They're so cool, like, so their learning style is so cool. They talk like friends.
Yeah, they're like friends.
Yes.
And yes. What about the things you learned, like related to pronunciation? What you've learned?
I learned pronunciation about alphabets, then phonic sounds, then consonant sounds, vowel sounds, many more things.
Orpa, the classes in TESOL, are they interesting?
Of course. Like, I don't think this is a class. Like, it's so interesting.
Do you feel boring in their classes? Like, sometimes it's long. Do you feel?
No, that's like so much good. Like, I love to do their classes.
Okay, Orpa. So, as you know, we have joined with TESOL like about 9 months and you maybe about 4 months?
Yes.
So, let me tell you something about my experience. So,
of course.
It was a great experience, like you can say a great time with TESOL. And you know, it's 9 months, so I can tell a lot that we learned mental math, then pronunciation, presentation, creative writing, and all those are like literally life skills and they're too important.
Yes.
In our life, because in Bangladesh in schools we don't learn these things, do
yes.
we?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, as you're doing a course in TESOL,
yes,
right? So what you're learning with that pronunciation, you know, it's basically for English, but out of English, are you learning anything?
Yes. In the course, I run tense. Then
it's like, about grammatical. Have you learned related things to presentations?
Yes. Like we learn many things, like WH question. Then we learn words, like many words, like different word
collocations.
Yes, collocations.
Orpa,
what
do you have anything to say about mental math?
Yes, mental math, so we learn so many, just like biggest number. Then we learn mathematics, like Indian mathematics.
Actually, we have learned a lot of tricks, don't we?
Like a hand.
Yeah, how to multiply the times table of 9 in hands, then
99. Yeah.
Are they fun, Arpa?
Yes, when I do that, I don't think this is...
Like related to the study.
Yes.
Okay,
that's so fun.
Okay, Arpa, let me ask you a question. That as you're telling that TESOL Bangladesh is good, would you recommend other to join TESOL Bangladesh?
Of course, join and join, guys. You will have so fun.
Can you say what can they learn from TESOL Bangladesh?
You can learn, as I told, phonics, then pronunciation, mathematics, tricks, then bigger numbers, writing, then
many more things.
Many.
Arpa, do you think presentation is important for our life?
Yes, presentation is so much important for our life.
Okay, but let me tell you, presentation is one of our life skills, because if you want to be a doctor, you need presentation. If you want to be a teacher, you still need presentation. It's like presentation is a really important skill and a really important part of our life, right?
Yes.
Arpa, do you have any questions for me?
Yes, like... When you started TESOL, do you feel boring first
like
time?
Never. The classes were never boring, like all the time. Yes, I used to make fun, and the teachers are cool, too cool, like Mohammed sir, and also Yasir sir, and also some more teachers. They're too cool, and also sometimes they make jokes are fine, and also tell
yes.
us a lot of riddles or middle of a class suddenly, and it makes us more attentive to the class when they do this.
Okay, so how you just join the TESOL?
Okay, I used to watch TESOL video for a long time, before I joined TESOL, as I know that they used to have offline classes before, so I used to live far, so I haven't thought about joining. But when they started online, my father got notification about it, as we used to follow TESOL Bangladesh, watch their videos in Facebook. So when we got the opportunity to join online, and that time I started having a really, really big interest. Huge interest in English. I wanted to learn English too much. I was too interested. So when I tried this course, before that I did a course, and I feel like I think I can speak a bit, and I need to improve it more. So when I joined this course, I feel like I've improved a lot. Before that, I didn't know phonetic, mental math, presentation. As the most important thing that they have made me too confident from then before, too much confident. So I feel like it's really, really, really good. So I never felt boring at all.
Okay, who is your favorite teacher in TESOL?
Of course, it is Mohammed Yasir sir. Just not TESOL, in my whole life. If there is a favorite teacher, I'll say Yasir sir, because he's the best.
Okay.
The best teacher in the world.
I also agree.
Okay, Arpa, do you have any more questions for me?
I don't think so.
Okay, then let me ask you one more question, okay? So, there's a lot of teachers and a lot of people in TESOL Bangladesh. So can you tell us something about output? People are making videos, you are too. So, what do you think? Why making presentations or videos are important?
Because when we're making videos, we also improve our English. And when we make mistake, it's also repeat. It's also improve. So yes.
Yeah, it's improvement. Let me tell. that, you know, when we're making videos, we have to study for it first.
Yes.
The topic we're actually making presentation, first of all, we need to gain knowledge about it. And nextly, we need to practice it first, that what we're actually going to talk about.
Yes.
Like about scripts and all, we need to practice that. And when we're practicing, and I think the best way to learn or speak English is by practicing. You can learn all the rules and theories, but I think practicing is the most important thing. So by making presentation, we can practice our speaking too.
Yes.
And also we can improve our presentation skill plus our English speaking skill as we're making videos in English.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, if you don't have any questions for me, then the last question I'm gonna ask you is, do you know something related to output? Like input means we're taking classes, gaining knowledge is from TESOL. So how do we prove that we have learned something? How do we give the output? Do you have any idea about it?
Like when sir asked me and I just answered the right, I was feeling so good.
I mean, I didn't mean that. I meant that, you know, we're learning from classes a lot of things every single day. So how can we prove that I have learned? Like, how can we give the output? Input means we're taking classes. How can we give the output?
Like, when we just first time, we went, like, do videos or classes. Then first time it will take like boring, or we can talk a lot. But when we do this like
day by day,
it will improve. And I also improve.
I actually, let me make it clear, I think you don't really have any idea about output. Our output is, think input. We took the class, right? We are taking classes every day when there's class. So after attending the class, how can we prove that I have completely learned the lesson? It is by making presentation.
Yes.
If we make presentation about the topic perfectly, if we can, then they can understand that actually we have learned it. And also by doing radio podcast that TESOL Bangladesh is giving us the opportunity, we can just be more fluent in English and tell them that we have learned the thing they have taught us.
Yes.
So don't you have any more questions?
I don't think so.
Okay, Arpa. So let me tell you guys that Arpa is my little sister and she is 8 years old and just a first grader. So she is just a learner, like she's beginner and started learning English. But I really feel nice that today we had a discussion and she participated really nicely. Like I think that she has improved a lot and TESOL Bangladesh has made her improve a lot in a really short time, like 3 or 2 months. So I really, really, really appreciate that. And thank you, Arpa, for participating. Really nicely. So thank you guys for listening. So I hope we can join again later. Thank you. Assalamualaikum. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.